You know, when Jesus came to earth, before Jesus came, God sent someone to prepare the way for Jesus. You know who that is? John the Baptist. He was called a forerunner for Jesus Christ. And the message that John the Baptist brought was to prepare the nation of Israel, if they accepted it, to receive Christ. But they did not accept it. And so they rejected Christ. But today, we have to see that that is the message we need to hear, John the Baptist's message, to prepare the way for Christ to come into our heart. The Israelites rejected that message, so they missed out on what Christ could do for them. And if we miss out on a message, we will not experience in fullness what Christ can do for us. So the message of John the Baptist was, Matthew 3 verse 2, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That means turn around. Don't be occupied with the kingdom of earth. Now be occupied with the kingdom of heaven. Why was that necessary? Because for 1,500 years from the time of Moses till the time of Jesus, they had always been occupied, the whole nation of Israel, with earthly blessing. You read from the time of Abraham, Genesis 12, which is when Israel started as a nation, right up to Malachi, you'll never find a single promise of spiritual blessing or heavenly riches or freedom from sin. No, not a single promise. Every promise was, I will bless you with a wonderful land, property. I'll bless you with a lot of money. Money means your barns will prosper. It's like telling a businessman today, your business will prosper. Or somebody working in an office, you'll succeed in your office, you'll keep getting promotions. Equivalent of that is your barns will prosper. If you have cattle, your cattle multiply. And you'll become an extremely wealthy person. And I am the Lord your healer. I will heal you of your sicknesses. That was the kingdom of earth. A land of Canaan. Plenty of money. Physical health. Many children to carry on your name. Every promise was earthly. You read it in Deuteronomy 28 when you get time. And if they disobeyed, the punishment is also earthly. God never said to them, you'll go to hell. There was no heaven or hell preaching in the Old Testament. It was all, you'll get sick, you'll become blind, you'll become mad. That's Deuteronomy 28. If you obey, you'll get all these earthly blessings. If you disobey, you'll get all these earthly curses. So their whole mind was occupied with the things of earth and the kingdom of earth. And then comes John the Baptist and says, repent. Now today when you tell a person to repent, you're telling him to give up his drinking and his gambling and his smoking and adultery and a lot of things like that. But when John the Baptist said repent, he was saying turn around. Turn around from what? From the kingdom of earth. Because the kingdom of heaven is near. And when John the Baptist was taken into prison, Matthew 4, verse 12, Jesus heard that. And then Jesus began to preach, Matthew 4, 17, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He preached the same message. So it's like a relay race that John the Baptist ran his race and preaching, turn around from kingdom of earth, think of the kingdom of heaven, it's coming. Then his course was over, he handed it over to Jesus, and Jesus said, turn around, for the kingdom of heaven is coming. And then, on the day of Pentecost, the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God came. That's when it actually came. He's not talking about the future time when the whole earth will be covered with the glory of the Lord. No. The kingdom of heaven came to earth on the day of Pentecost when the new covenant was established. You see that, for example, here in Mark's Gospel. In the Gospel of Mark, we read Jesus saying in Mark chapter 9 and verse 1, He was saying to them, There are some of you standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God come with power. That means there were some, a lot of people standing there, and he said, Some of you will die, but there are a number of people here who will not die till you see the kingdom of God come. When was that? No, nobody there is living today. So what did he mean? The kingdom of God come with power. And that word power reminds us of Acts 1 verse 8, where Jesus said, The Holy Spirit will come upon you and you'll receive power. So from these verses we recognize that what Jesus was referring to was the day of Pentecost when the kingdom of God came with power. So the church, which was formed with 120 people being baptized in the Holy Spirit, was supposed to be a miniature sample of the kingdom of God. So you know, if you're a church here or anywhere in the world, you are supposed to show to people around not just that Jesus died for our sins and rose again, but to be a demonstration of what the kingdom of God is like. Not the kingdom occupied with earthly things. And this is where we have to say Christianity has failed the Lord completely. Because most preachers today in the world, particularly Pentecostals and Charismatics, it started in America and it's gone all over the world, it's covered India, everywhere, is the kingdom of earthly blessing. The kingdom of earthly blessing. We have gone back to Deuteronomy 28. How clever the devil is. The Holy Spirit came and took them out of Deuteronomy 28 and Acts chapter 2 and said, This is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You're going to be occupied with the kingdom of God. And after 2,000 years, the Holy Spirit, the devil has brought them right back to Deuteronomy 28 and say, If you follow the Lord, He'll bless you. With what? Not with a life of victory over your anger and bitterness and jealousy and complaining. No, 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 no. He'll bless you with money and He'll bless you with health. Well, that's exactly what Moses told the Israelites. Moses told the Israelites, God won't give you victory over anger and jealousy and sexual lust and all this. That you'll be defeated by. But He'll give you money. He'll give you health. That's exactly what the Charismatics are preaching. And it's not just the Charismatics. Many believers in many churches may not preach that or hear it, but their heart is occupied more with earthly blessing than with the kingdom of God. And they can sing the songs. You know, this world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are all laid up beyond the blue. It's only a song. Their treasures are right here. We sing so many songs which we don't really mean. And that is why I find that many, many Christians, their Christian life is not satisfying. Because they have not listened to the message of John the Baptist. Just like the Israelites rejected the message of the Baptist and said, We don't want this kingdom of God and all. We're quite happy with this kingdom of earth. With a little bit of God's blessing that He answers our prayer and does a few earthly things for us. We're quite happy. And I would say the vast majority of Christians that I have met are occupied with that. And the devil's quite happy. Because there is no witness for God about the kingdom of God on earth. And so when God cannot find a witness in a church, He wants it, every church, to be like that. Then He has to find a witness in individuals. Here and there, one there, maybe one home, or one brother, one sister, who becomes a witness to the kingdom of God, who manifests by his or her life. Really, he doesn't sing it, but he means it. This world is not my home. I don't seek for the honor of men. I don't seek to please any human being on this earth. And I'm not interested in money or honor, or I'm not particularly bothered if I'm a little sick, because that's not the main thing for me. So you have to see that this is the state of Christendom in the world today. Just like Israel rejected the message of John the Baptist. Let me repeat that. 1500 years, let me expand John the Baptist's message. My fellow Israelites, 1500 years, our leader Moses was giving us the promise of earthly blessing and prosperity and barns overflowing and fields producing a lot of crops and cattle abounding and God's healing power in our families. Now I'm telling you, turn around, because the kingdom of heaven is near. The Lamb of God has come to take away the sin of the world, and He will baptize you in the Holy Spirit and fire and lead you into the kingdom of God. Do you know the first person who preached baptism in the Holy Spirit? Was John the Baptist. The first promise in the New Testament, first promise, is Matthew 1, verse 21. He will deliver His people from their sins. That's a New Testament promise, because it is never found in the Old Testament. The Old Testament was, He will forgive your sin. But as soon as you open the first page of the New Testament, the first message is, you shall call His name Jesus, because He will deliver His people from their sins. And there's a lot of difference between being forgiven of our sin and being saved from our sin. A lot of difference. So that is the New Covenant message. First promise in the New Testament. The second promise in the New Testament is Matthew 3, verse 11. He will baptize you in the Holy Spirit. Both are what Jesus will do. Never forget this. The first two promises in the first two pages of the New Testament is Jesus will save you from your sin and Jesus will fill you with the Holy Spirit. So if you don't experience those two things, Jesus saving you from the power of sin in your life and Jesus filling you with the Holy Spirit, you have to say that you haven't really entered in the New Covenant.